So, why didn't you say anything during class?
You were totally mad at me for weeks after our debate on abortion 2 years ago.
Okay, so that was 2 years ago. But didn't you think today's discussion was biased?
I thought she made a lot of sense about the personhood thing. I never heard any of that before. And even though she didn't say it, it seemed obvious that if the baby is a human person, abortion is wrong.
She was talking about science. You can prove scientific stuff. You can't prove that things are right or wrong.
Why not?
Because that's opinion, not objective fact. Morality all depends on how you grew up and what you believe. Certain cultures believe certain things are wrong and others don't.
So right and wrong just depend on how you grew up? If you grow up in a culture that believes one way, it's just as good as a culture that believes another way?
Why not?
Like, if you grow up in a cannibal culture that teaches you it's okay to kill and eat people, that's okay?
Now you're being weird. That doesn't happen anymore.
Yeah, but in certain cultures it was okay. So according to you, that's fine because of how they were raised. If you happen to walk by at dinner time.
No, cannibalism is okay for them, not for me. They can do what they want as long as I'm not on the menu.
Do you really think they'll care what you think if they're hungry?
Look, it doesn't matter. I don't even believe the fetus is a human being anyway.
But I thought you said science.
It doesn't matter what you say, Emma. You can't force people to believe what you believe.
I'm not trying to force you to believe anything, Robert. Why are you being so touchy? I told you we shouldn't talk about this anymore.
Robert, your dad called.
What happened?
Your mother's in the hospital, and he needs you to meet him there. She had a miscarriage.